Hey everyone, I'm Angela, an intuitive and emotional mastery mentor for purpose-driven high achievers to master your emotions and trust the power of your intuition so that you can create and have the resilience and unwavering confidence to become an impactful influencer to create and leave a lasting legacy. Welcome to the Impactful Influencer Podcast. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Impactful Influencer Podcast. Thank you for being here, and please like, share, and subscribe so all the soul seekers can find us. So last week, we talked about how important it is to stand alone, like in those moments of stillness when your true self begins to emerge or does emerge. It's really, really important to let yourself be in that alone space. But let's get real. In that space, it can get pretty ugly. During the painting of my standalone series, I found myself in a deep dive of what artists call the ugly stage of an art piece. This is when you really dive deep into your essence and the essence of what wants to emerge from you, or in the case of painting, from the paint into something beautiful. Just like when you deep dive into yourself, like sometimes it gets a little messy. Sometimes it gets a bit ugly, so ugly that you have no idea what will emerge and how it will emerge. So this is what I learned during that process, is that you sometimes just have to give it time. Now, this is not my strength, waiting, being patient, divine timing. Like, those things don't even exist in my conscious awareness. And it's sometimes really hard, but at the same time, it can be very profound. Sometimes, I just keep going into the ugly side a bit longer. And sometimes I have to take a breather and completely do something else for a while before I continue on. Sometimes I just really want to jump out of it all. But I've learned to trust my intuition. And there is always this deep and profound knowing that sooner or later throughout the process, I will emerge more beautiful than ever before. But when you're in it, you're in it. And it can be hard to see any beauty in the process at all. It can get so messy in there, so tangled, so murky, right? So murky that you feel lost, unsure how to move forward. You feel stuck in the midst of it all, unable to see any kind of beauty in the chaos. Just like painting, I have to walk away and let things sort of settle. And it's in those moments of pause, that standing alone, that clarity really begins to emerge. When you're ready to move forward, you have to take a good look. Like, really take a good look at what you can release and what you want to keep. Just like in painting, sometimes we push things to the back and sometimes we pull them forward. Sometimes we release them all together and we paint over it. Sometimes we change the entire perspective. The whole point is that the key to it all is change. You have an intuitive wisdom that says, keep this, it will serve you in the future, but please let go of this. It will only hold you back. Follow those intuitive nudges, those whispers. But if you're like me, there is a part of you that you feel very connected to some of those aspects, some of those perspectives, some of those beliefs, some of those thoughts, some of those emotions, some of those experiences, right? Like, you just don't know What will happen if you let go? But also, if you're like me, there's this internal conflict with it all. And sooner or later, you either jump off the cliff or you take a baby step to see if you'll survive. Apply it and see what happens. That's my theory. Just try it, see what happens. If not, you can always go back. But sooner or later, you wipe away the tears and you apply the new color and keep trying different things, feeling your way through life, through the painting. You just kind of keep moving the paint around, listening to your intuition as you go, keeping things that work and releasing those that don't. Not being attached to anything because you really want to feel free in the experience. You want to feel relaxed and you want to feel powerful. And the main focus, the essence of why you started in the first place, why you wanted to go down this deep, crazy path, right? Because you want to change. You wanted to be out of the chaos. You wanted to feel happier. And that feeling always remains visible amidst all the chaos, all the ugliness. Distractions fade away sooner or later, and you hone in on what truly matters. You literally become the vision. And sometimes the focus shifts entirely and you rise out of the dust like a phoenix. But no matter how scary it is, you know that it has to go. It has to change shape. The focus might have to change. And for sure, your perspective has to change. And then all of a sudden, you've changed directions completely. And you feel like you're starting all over down some unexpected path that you never thought possible. But yet, there's this passion that emerges, this extreme clarity and focus that emerges with this new direction. And you feel like you're alive, like you're thriving. And so, layer by layer, you release what no longer serves you and you continue down that path. Like, it's not some place to emerge into, like, there's no final destination. But through the process, you know that sooner or later it's going to get, a bit murky again. But if you're staying on task and you're staying focused and you're really allowing the process of the emergence, the evolution to be a constant, then it becomes easier. The process becomes easier. You may feel exhausted, but you know that there's a determination, a motivation that carries this. Deep passion carries this deep passion, and you're willing to be exhausted. So if you need to step away, give the vision time to evolve, return with a new, fresh perspective, and continue to breathe life into your creation. Into your path, your journey, trusting in the process of transformation, both in art and in life. What I've also found on this beautiful journey of life is that art can be a simple and easy way to transform your life, creating the beauty out of the ugly stages. And it doesn't have to be that hard, but we do have to allow the process. Thank you again for joining me here on the Impactful Influencer podcast. And until next time, afraid to take that deep dive.